We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, we have Republican political strategist with Masiello Martucci Calabrese and Associates. It's Carl Calabrese. Carl joined us yesterday ahead of the summit. Now that it's all said and done, we've heard from the president. Carl joins us again to give us his thoughts. Why don't we just start there? In general, what do you think of the summit? Was it more than you expected, less than what you expected? It's what we're asking people. I want to know what you think, Carl.
And count me as the one of the 63% of your audience that said it's much more than they expected. I wouldn't say more. I would say much, much, much more than I expected. I think most people expected. Yesterday, I expressed the idea that we're likely to see stages. Maybe first stage would be the North Koreans give up their ballistic missile program and then go from there. This tells me a lot of things. This tells me, obviously, there were a lot more talks going on between the two countries privately, clandestinely, than anybody was aware of. And number two, I think I read an article yesterday that really allowed me to connect some dots, and that had to do with the role of Nikki Haley, our ambassador to the UN, with this whole episode. She did two things. Number one, she was able to convince the Russians and the Chinese on the Security Council to increase sanctions, tremendously increase sanctions earlier in the year. That really put the put the ties onto North Korea's economy. But also, if you recall, the last ballistic missile that the North Koreans shut off, it was an intercontinental missile. They aimed it at Portland. They brought it down early, but they made their point that they now had the capability of reaching U.S. shores. Apparently, under the direction of Donald Trump, Nikki Haley delivered the message very clearly to the Chinese and the Russians that one more provocation like that, the United States was unilaterally going to take out North Korea's nuclear capability, and there would be war on the peninsula. I think that threat was obviously believed, and I think the Chinese at that point got very, very heavily involved and pushed this whole thing to the point where we are today. Remember, without China, North Korea is nothing. So I think now we can start to see some dots getting connected here.
This is a big win for the president personally, isn't it?
Huge. I mean, Susan, I'm old enough to remember Nixon going to China. Obviously, China's a much bigger country. Our bad relations with China had gone on for about 25 years when Nixon stepped off that plane. This is almost 70 years. I mean, this is just huge on the world scale, huge political implications for the president and the Republicans going into the midterms. This is major stuff. I know the media, some of the media will attempt to spin this as not good enough, and there's still question marks, but I mean, this, to use the phrase of a local car dealer, this is huge.
We heard a lot about Mike Pompeo, his role in setting up some of the preliminary talks, and then his role as it will continue with what's next in dealing with North Korea. Could this summit have happened, or would it have been the same with Rex Tillerson in there instead?
Oh, that's a tough question to answer. Probably not. I mean, Pompeo is a much different Secretary of State. I think he's much more in tune with the worldview of Donald Trump than Tillerson ever was. I think he's, because of his intelligence background, I think he brings information to the table that Tillerson didn't have, that probably advised Trump in ways that made everything possible. So obviously there's lots of credit to go around here. As I said, Nikki Haley in the UN, Mike Pompeo, the president, but in the end, this rests with the president, and he just pulled something off that very, very few people ever thought would happen, just the summit itself, and then to go and get complete denuclearization in one meeting, gigantic.
How about some of the optics last night? I mean, seeing the American flag and the North Korean flag next to each other, what about that just itself?
I saw that on the news, and I thought that was a kind of a phony, drummed-up non-issue. Tell me when there hasn't been summit meetings where you don't see the two flags. And even if this was somewhat out of precedent, so what? In the big picture, so what? Look at the end result. There was nothing degrading to the American flag done other than flying next to North Korea's. And if that helped change the chemistry, if that helped create the mood to get this, small price to pay for denuclearization and bringing the temperature down on the North Korean or on the Korean Peninsula and avoiding the risk of war. Because that was definitely a possibility in this whole thing.
Wondering if you were trying to read at all Kim Jong-un's body language or his facial expressions to kind of see whether or not he was being earnest or not, whether or not you can trust him at the end of this.
Oh, I still don't think you can trust him. I mean, that is the famous Ronald Reagan saying, trust but verify. This thing's got to be verified. What's important to recognize is, and Trump said it this morning, the sanctions stay in place until we start to see progress on the other side. Kim and his family have dealt with American presidents that, in the words of Donald Trump, he played them like a fiddle. I think he realizes that this is a different kind of guy now, and he's got to change his behavior. But the sanctions will stay in place until this thing is verified. So this is just the first step, but it's the first step on a road that no one thought was possible even to get on. But, there's lots of acts to play out in this entire play right now.
Carl, do you think Dennis Rodman played a role in this somehow?
If you remember, let me go back to that China example. Do you remember what started the thawing of relations between China and the United States? It was the U.S. table tennis team going to China, and that was the first crack in what had been 25 years of Cold War, almost hot war rhetoric between the two countries. I don't want to overplay it, but again, when you look at it historically, little things like that begin to change the temperature. I would say if you had to give it percentage, he might get a 2% role in this thing. It's small, but again, it just as the table tennis team began to change the temperature, that brought some attention to our relationships and the relationship with Kim Jong-un. But this belongs with Donald Trump. I mean, let's be honest. This is his accomplishment.
Well, hey, Carl, we appreciate the time, as always, both today and yesterday, talking about this summit. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist with Masiello Martucci, Calabrese and Associates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.